We were talking earlier about the Boise side. There's a possibility Bachmeier could play, but if it's not Bachmeier, it's going to be Jack Sears, the USC transfer. What do you think of this game, Dave? BYU's laying four against Boise.
Yeah, you don't see Boise as a home dog very often, do you? And I don't know what to do with it because of the status of Bachmeier. They just won't say whether he's going to play or not. And I think Jack Sears is obviously very talented. I mean, he was a USC recruit, and he played very well last week. He was great last week against the Air Force. But this is an Air Force that he's playing, and I just wonder if the drop-off, there might be a drop-off here. BYU has looked great. It's tough to tell how good they really are because they've outmatched everybody they've played. But they've got more speed than I'm used to seeing out of a BYU team. I think their personnel just might be a little too much for Boise, but, man, that's a tough trip. I know who I'd be on if the fans were there, but no fans, like, kept the home field advantage out of it. I'd have to lean to BYU.
Saturday, 9 a.m., man, Michigan, what a disaster last week. They're on the road against Indiana. Is Indiana good? Indiana's getting 3.5.
I don't think Indiana's particularly good, no. They're not bad either. You know, they're a middle-of-the-road team. Michigan, on paper, is supposed to win the game, but I just, you know, this is the one thing that we've seen a little bit of in this bizarre season, is that when something bad happens to a team, I'm not saying they're giving up, but they're not exactly following it up with good performances. And I just wonder if Michigan might be looking at this and saying, well, that's it for us. We're done. They lost last week, and their whole season at this point might be the Ohio State game. So that troubles me about playing Michigan here. But on paper, they ought to win the game.
Penn State battling the same emotions, but really even worse after an 0-2 start. They're laying 26.5 against Maryland.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. In fact, it's even more magnified. They're playing for nothing now. I mean, they ought to beat this team by 5 touchdowns, but I just don't know if they will or not. And look, maybe Maryland found something. I mean, the next Tua, I'm blanking on his name, the little brother, he's
Talia.
Good. Yeah, Maryland can't stop anything, though. Penn State should be. I think Penn State might hang 40 on him here. So it's a question of how many Maryland could get to stay competitive.
Now, I mentioned 9 a.m. start. That's our time, of course, right? It'd be ridiculous to actually start at 9 a.m. Well, the Pac-12 is actually doing it. Arizona State, Southern Cal, 10.5 USC. Do you actually handicap that in? Like, I mean, is it a hack take to look at 56 as the total and go, they're playing at 9 in the morning? Really? Are we going to have a lot of offense?
Yeah, I didn't factor the time into it particularly because, when I was 18, I could stay up for 2 days with no problem. And, you know, let's face it, there's probably a lot of Red Bull on hand or 5-hour energy or whatever. So I don't think that's a big deal. I kind of lean Arizona State here, and I'll tell you why. I know on paper USC looks really good, but how many seasons now have we heard this going into the season? Well, USC looks ready to break through this year, and then they fall on their face. I've just gotten used to that, and I'll tell you what, Herm Edwards has done a nice job at Arizona State. He looks like he's one of those guys who's just made for the college game with his attitude and his confidence. I think Arizona State's going to give him the game. I think it's a close one.
Dave, what do you make of Liberty? Because I was looking at this team, and you look at the resume, and they haven't really played anybody whatsoever building up these stats. It opened 19 at Circa, got down to 14.5, but the market's starting to buy back here on Virginia Tech. This is a massive test for them, and I don't think they're going to pass it.
Yeah, neither do I, but here's the problem. Virginia Tech threw up a wild game last week. Yeah. They've got a real big game next week. And it's not like it's a playoff scenario. I mean, you know, they're not going anywhere. So I just don't know how enthused Virginia Tech's going to be about this game, whereas it's a huge opportunity for Liberty. I don't think they have a chance, but I wouldn't lay the points in this game. I will say this. If you like going against public underdogs, this is the spot to do it because the public is buying Liberty here, and that's generally not a great sign.